Freshman Congressman Clay Fuller says he's hitting the ground running in Washington. On his first day in office, Fuller announced he has co-sponsored the Save America Act, calling it a key step towards strengthening election security. In a statement, Fuller said the move fulfills a campaign promise and reflects his commitment to what he calls safeguarding elections. Supporters say the bill would require proof of citizenship to register, mandate photo ID for voting, and require states to clean up voter rolls. It also proposes changes to registration practices and penalties for violations. The measure now heads to Congress, where it's expected to face debate. The Lafayette City Council will hold a special called meeting Friday morning at 10 a.m. Meeting will take place at the City Hall. WQCH will have more on this meeting once the agenda has been released. Three felony arrests in Walker County on Tuesday. Amasol Lanes Domingo faces charges of aggravated assault, obstruction, fleeing, and driving without insurance. 77-year-old Lewis Burrow was booked on a felony aggravated assault charge. 26-year-old Tyrone Taylor Jefferson faces a felony probation violation. You can view the complete arrest report on our website, discoverwalker.com. It's updated every day. The Walker County Animal Shelter is asking for the public's help with a few much-needed supplies. Officials say the shelter is currently running low on collars and leashes, which they try to send home with every adopted dog. Both new and gently used items are welcome. They're also in need of kiddie pools to help dogs stay cool as temperatures begin to rise. Cat toys and dog treats are also on the wanted list. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4 or left at the gate at the animal shelter after hours. We've got a look at sports when we return. Congratulations to Lafayette High School track standout Porter Centel. Tuesday night at Cahulla Creek, Centel broke his own school record in the 200-meter dash. Centel set the new mark at 21.75 seconds. In addition to the new school record, he's also turned in the best times of anyone in Lafayette's classification in the state of Georgia. Congratulations to Porter. That's a look at your local news this morning on North Georgia's home for NASCAR, Georgia 93.7 and AM 1590 WQCH.